Congressman, I just guess I'll ask for your initial reaction to the announcement which the president made this afternoon.
One of outrage. He's taking an action that was rejected by the Democrat Congress in 2010 by granting what amounts to an amnesty to certain illegal immigrants. It seems to me that the president has forgotten that the oath that he took was to faithfully execute the laws. This is punching a hole in the law in Congress, and one which Congress refused to amend to meet his wishes 2 years ago.
Given that the president is taking making this an executive order, though, at this point, what can Congress do? I mean, what's the fallback position here?
You know, I really don't know what Congress can do. This is a slap in the face to unemployed Americans looking for jobs. And the question that he refused to take at his news conference was from a reporter that said, how is this fair to unemployed Americans? And the fact is it is not. If you broke the law, you broke the law. Whether you did it because your parents broke the law or someone else. And this allows these people to stay indefinitely in the United States simply by applying for a work permit, which is renewable every 2 years.
The president gave, as an example, an American military veteran who might not be a citizen and who might have served overseas. I guess, what is the way that we can find a way forward for citizenship for individuals such as that?
By Congress debating and passing a law as the people's representatives and then sending it to the president for his signature or veto. Now, we wouldn't be having this debate today because 7 years ago when I was the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I introduced legislation to solve this problem without granting amnesty to anybody. It secured the borders. It eliminated the job magnet that brings illegal immigrants into the country. And it would make it more difficult for illegal immigrants to create fraudulent visas. That was shot down by the illegal immigrants lobby. We wouldn't have this debate today if they decided that they weren't going to get a better deal. Well, they couldn't get a better deal out of Congress because the American public is strongly opposed to amnesty. So now they have gone in an election year to the President of the United States to get an executive order of questionable constitutionality, which brings about selective enforcement of our immigration laws. And any law that's selectively enforced brings about opposition, and it should never happen.
And you mentioned the election, so I'll ask you this. Is this the president's attempt to steal a march on Mitt Romney with Hispanic voters?
Well, I don't know what the president is trying to do on this. You know, the fact is that he hasn't been able to persuade even a Congress controlled by his own party 2 years ago to pass the DREAM Act, which was a selective amnesty. And now because he couldn't even persuade the Democrats to do it, he's doing it on his own. We're a government of laws, not of people. We have checks and balances. Congress makes the law. The president enforces the law. And the president can't make law on his own or particularly wipe off the books or selectively enforce laws that have been passed by Congress in past years and signed by presidents before Mr. Obama came into office.
You did mention the reporter who asked the question. I guess from what I've seen, conversations with the Washington Press Corps, it was understood that this was a statement by the president and that no questions would be taken. You think that was appropriate?
I think it was not appropriate for the president to say he wasn't going to take any questions. You know, this is a big deal. And it's a deal that basically overturns what has been settled law in this country for years. And that is that if you're illegally here, you are subject to deportation.
Very good. Congressman Sensenbrenner, thanks for returning the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.